Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I didn't think I'd feel like this. Today ruined the series for me. It completely ruined the whole thing.
Well, I walked in the middle of that fourth inning, and you were like, bah, nah, nah.
No, he's right.
And I'm looking at it now. It's triple on a line drive, single on a sharp line drive, double on a sharp line drive, double on a sharp ground ball, homer on a fly ball, triples on a fly ball.
That's how they usually go.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, that's the description.
Dude,
a lot of sharp.
They were seven
like
straight
cheddar cheese
barrel balls.
Yeah.
I mean, things are flying all over the yard.
Tovar, McMahon, Diaz, Bouchard.
Exactly. Who? Who?
To Bouchard. He's a female Canadian tennis player.
I mean, I know the pitcher is a who also.
Eugenie.
I mean, I get that.
Shout out.
But, dude, this is the worst team in baseball. I don't want to hear the whole Coors Field thing. And look, they won 2 out of 3. I don't have egg on my face. That's wonderful. They scored 14 runs in 3 days at Coors Field, and they were very injured today. So their lineup, look, you could tell. I tweeted it before the game. I'm like, look at this lineup. I get that this is injuries, but you know, I wish the lineup didn't look like this. Your other backup catcher is your DH, and then we're back to somebody named Jackson batting ninth.
Reitz.
You got Slates out in center field.
Got a knock.
I wish the lineup didn't look like this, but they do. And I wasn't demanding a sweep, but here's why this ruined the last 2 days for me. You came out there with an opportunity to sweep. FP's right. There's something to be said for winning before you get on the plane. That is where camaraderie and good vibes are built. You win going away, and you get on the plane together, and you turn the music up, and you order a beer, and then you hope it doesn't spill.
Well, you probably order a Xanax on this flight after what you've been going through.
Like, and then you come out there, and the only run you get was an accidental Coors Field home run, Oppo Taco from Michael Conforto. And your pitcher's cruising along with a 1-0 lead in the fourth inning, and you give up 7 straight barrels,
yeah,
and the game is over. Over. And it's like, how am I supposed to? You're going into the series thinking, all right, it's time to get the bats right. It's a perfect time for a trip to Coors. Mile High and a horrible opponent. You score 5 runs the first night,
Kind of.
On Dribble Crystal.
Yeah.
Last night, that was actually a performance.
Had to hold on, though, for dear life.
As you always do.
Yep.
As you always do there. And then you come out there today and do this. And I'm like, look, I have to call this what it is. I'm not impressed. And that's all we want. We just want to be impressed. Farhan Zaidi said it to Slusser the other day. This is hugely disappointing.
Right.
Fleming said it to the guys this morning. This has the makings of being a really, not good, really good pitching staff.
Yeah.
And you are going to bleep it up if none of you can hit.
Well, today it wasn't really even about that. It was about, like you said, seven straight barrels. And Keaton Wynn, since he came on this program, don't know if there's a correlation or causation, but he had a 3.18 ERA when he came on the program. Two starts later, he's at a 5.63.
Yeah.
He's gone 4 1/3, and he's given up 12 earned and 12 hits along the way.
Yeah.
I know he was sick in Philadelphia, which, okay, didn't even make it out of the first. Today, he was dealing in the fourth. And
he's cruising.
I wonder if maybe he was tipping pitches. Like FP says, you don't often see a guy go from cruising to hitting that much turbulence, so much turbulence that it sucked the ozone out of the building in the fourth inning.
I mean, I'm looking at NBC Sports Bay Area. Matt Chapman didn't even play today. They got his 23 and 24 numbers, like his analytics, up on the board. His barrel percentage last year, when he only hit like 217, was 17%. This year, it's 8.5%.
That's half.
Hard hit percentage last year, 56.4. This year, 45.3. Expected sluggage last year, 457. This year,
walk rate cut in half.
Yeah.
It's a struggle.
Dude.
And like, we had Tim Kirkshen come on too and say, well,
but be patient.
Well, not only that, but he did talk, wasn't it?
He called him a collision hitter.
Yeah, a collision hitter. Who, you know, the word's out on Chapman. There are places where you throw it and he's going to hit a home run. But other than that, you're going to get him out. And that's where we are with Chapman.
You know, can we hear from some of you on this? 888-957-9570. And this is a little bit of a take your temperature thing. Because I'm turning the tables on myself. I don't know why I feel the way I do right now after this road trip. You know, you've said it a couple of times. This is out of character for me.
Yeah.
It's May 9th, and I'm like really annoyed with what I'm looking at. I'm really annoyed. Can we take all of your temperature on Giants baseball? How are you feeling about this team? And really try, this is my coaching, try to take the last 2 years out of that answer. So, like, if you know, you're bothered by the whole just Farhan and Kapler and this, that, the other, okay, I'm not going to tell you what to say. But this year, this is a different group. This was supposed to be different. They went hog wild in free agency. They put together a lineup that looked on paper like it had a middle of the order. Wow. There are people in there who can hit the ball over the fence. And Jung-Hoo Lee is exciting and interesting. And their starting rotation, you can match up with anyone in baseball. This was supposed to look different. It looks worse. They look worse than the last 2 years. And I am finding that to be very unsettling.
Right? I mean, if you look at their 3-4-5, Chapman, 601 OPS. Soler, 655 OPS. Conforto, 784, the only guy in your 3-4-5 holding up his end of the bargain. Lamont Wade Jr. is playing at a near all-star level. And, you know, Jung-Hoo Lee's been pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's like pretty him. Much it. Patrick Bailey's been fine.
He's been very
at
good.
At the plate, but, you know, he's unable to play now. And with back that soon, second concussion, yeah.
Yeah.
Back soon, but that's a scary one because
especially this early in
catchers
his career.
With concussions, you know, it can go south in a hurry.
We're sponsored by Lucky California. 888-957-9570. We'd really like to take some calls. Am I out on an island here a little bit? Am I the only one that is this frustrated this early overall with Giants baseball? Can we take your temperature on this? How are you feeling about the entire product? Let's take your calls. 888-957-9570 on Willard and Dibbs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is just remarkable what's happened here. Six hitters, six runs in what, 10 pitches?
Damn it, Farhan!
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Can I tell you about a couple things I like?
I can tell you how much I liked the rejoiner with Billy Squire's stroke.
Well,
as they stroked the ball into the gap repeatedly. Stroke it, Rockies!
Yeah. So,
what, that, six hits and 10 pitches?
I mean, I love frustrated Fleming. It's actually very, very endearing. Because he won't come out and just be like, well, this is awful. But he'll just be like, well, this is just rather amazing.
Yeah.
Balls are flying everywhere.
You want to hear more frustrated Flem?
I sure do.
So that was the last batter, or one of the last batters
that
Keaton
Wynn
faced. That was a three-run homer. Made it 6-1. Then they brought in a reliever, and the
very first pitch.
Here's Flem.
After a shocking bottom of the fourth inning, Randy Rodriguez, the rookie right-hander, takes over against Tovar, and he pulls that one down the left field line. That's a fair ball. My goodness. That'll be another Rockies extra base hit. Tovar started the inning with a triple, and now he's got a double.
He's a homer away from the cycle. 3-for-3 for Tovar.
All right. This is all on NBC Sports Bay Area. There's Hunter Pence jumping in. Hunter is so, he's such a positive person that when the other team is racking the ball all over the place, he just starts to get into that. He's like, how about this kid? He might hit for the cycle.
Right. Wrong team, Hunter, but he loves ball.
He sure does.
Here are the counts. Tovar on an 0-1 pitch. McMahon, first pitch.
Yep.
Diaz, 0-1. Bouchard, first pitch. 0-1 to Brenton Doyle, he homers. Blackman triples on the first pitch.
Dibs, I'm telling you.
Maybe they hacked into the pitch comm.
You were getting on the elevator when the inning started.
Totally.
By the time you got to the 10th floor and walked in, it was 6-1.
It was crazy.
That whole thing happened in about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
All right, look, we really want to hear from you. Let's go straight to the phones. I do have a quirky, let me say it this way. Something that Giants fans really like is about to happen. I'm going to predict.
Slates?
No.
And it's gone.
But I'm gonna let's take the calls.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna unveil this, but I don't want to lose everybody here because we really asked for. Like
you struck a nerve.
Well, I'm annoyed.
If you're annoyed, they're annoyed.
Well, let's find out.
Because you don't get annoyed.
Let's find out.
I think they did some good things today. You know? That's my Willard. But I'm not hearing that from you. You're fiery.
Well, this stinks.
3-7 on the trip. Bad.
They look awful.
The worst team in baseball cuffed you around.
I don't want to hear that they won 2 out of 3.
Good little series win.
Watch the games. It's not good baseball. Not funny.
That's a 4 for your 4-on drop.
All right. Ben in Fairfield. Hey, Ben, what's up? What are you doing?
Hey, guys. Just driving over from work. Mark, I hear you. I know how it feels. I'm a positive guy, though. I know that, Chapman and Solaire have been pretty much non-existent, and that hurts to watch. But I can't help but think about Lamont Wade, who's hitting like 350, and Jung-Hoo Lee, who's lighting it up, and Keaton Wynn, and some of these young arms who look so good. I think it's May, and we got to keep ourselves above water until, you know, we can get some of these guys back, some of these guys firing on all cylinders. I don't know. I just got to look at the bright side.
No, and Ben, listen, that 98.6% of my days, that's how I spend them. But I know you were at work today because if you're talking about how good Keaton Wynn is pitching, you missed the game, brother. You missed the game. He's had 2 outings in a row where he has gotten absolutely rocked. Rocked. Loud,
yeah.
Violent, awful. Rocked.
Just 2 innings worth. The first inning in Philly and the 4th inning today.
Well, he's only pitched 5 innings.
Yeah, not
and in
even.
2 of them, he got absolutely
4 1/3.
Shelled.
He got
shelled.
He's gotten 13 batters out, and he's given up 12 runs in his last 2 outings.
So, like,
that doesn't seem to be very good.
And if you want to do the whole like Lamont Wade looks good, yes, he does. Jung-Hoo Lee looks good, yes, he does. That's not enough. You can't build sports based off, well, that couple guys looking good. That's not enough. That's not enough. I know no one wants to hear from him, but take Farhan's word for it. This is hugely disappointing. And maybe the reason I'm sitting here sounding like this on May 9th is because I do have higher expectations for this team, and the urgency is now. I don't want to see this team figure it out in August and make a plucky run to fall 3 games short. Don't do that. This has got to change now. Now. I said this last year, and you remember my point. You're not going to get Shohei. You're not even going to get him interested if you don't show him that you're a playoff team. And they just, we'll be better next week. No. No.
He's so stubborn.
Now. Now.
Well, especially now when you've got Cincy and the Dodgers coming up back-to-back. And the Dodgers are going to be difficult no matter when you face them, but you don't want to go into the next Colorado series, which is after Cincy and the Dodgers, coming off a 2-4 homestand, hoping that you can, you know, get 3 against Colorado and salvage a little bit of a stand.
Adrian in Danville. Hey, Adrian, what's up?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Good.
Like you guys, I'm very frustrated. And, you know, early on, I think, you know, like Webb wasn't pitching that good. But, you know, the starting pitching has been okay. The relieving, to me, is not good. And, you know, they just don't hit. You know,
I wouldn't have brought in all these big name people. I know that that's what the fans want to see, but I would rather go with homegrown talent. Remember, that's how they won the three championships. You know, they were mostly just homegrown.
Well, they need both. They need both, Adrian, completely. Thank you very much. Like, you can, of all the statements Adrian just made, spotlight one. Because, okay, the bullpen I don't love. Well, portions of the bullpen we do love.
Yeah.
Camilo Duvall is fine. Ryan Walker's amazing. I'm not terribly bothered by the Rogers twins. Through a season, they always put up numbers. I do think that their middle relief is too, like, young. It's too, like, well, look, we got this guy. Who, what?
Right.
Get something that's a little bit more firm there. And their starting rotation is A, good, and B, injured. Like you're about to acquire Blake Snell, Alex Cobb, and Robbie Ray. That's not your problem. But the problem is that rotation, which should be able to win you half your games, is going to get wasted if you can't, as Adrian said, they don't hit. You got to figure it out. I don't know if you got to sell the farm for Pete Alonso right now or what, but you got to do something to get some life into this lineup.
Right, and you know, it would be great to have life in the form of your catcher who's having a good year, but he's out with a concussion, and your slugger that you just acquired, he's got a bit of a shoulder, and now he's on the IL as well, and the majority of your other hitters are underperforming this year.
We'll take some more calls for sure, 888-957-9570. But I do have something that you're going to like that I think is about to happen for the Giants. And I'll share exactly what that is coming up next. This is Willard and Dibs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I can't score runs in Colorado.
Well, they scored enough.
Their staff sucks bad, but our bats do too. And we tried. And we tried. We can't score runs. Striking out.
I went to Safeway yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I did not see you in the aisles.
No.
That's because we don't live near each other.
I was at my Safeway.
I went to Safeway and I bought eggs.
I went to Safeway just to give me something to do with baby Mai.
I remember those days.
Put her in the shopping cart.
If I could count the number of miles driven just trying to make people go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, good Lord. Now, it's much easier. We have a podcast. You could just put on an episode of Willard and Dibs. Out.
Gone.
Out like a light.
Totally.
Man, I remember those days. I do not envy you, brother. But I went to Safeway to buy eggs because I had to be ready. I had to be ready to fry that sucker. I was going to do overhauled. I was not going to do over thank easy. You. No, I was, Grandy. I would listen. We never had a stipulation for how the eggs needed to be cooked. I'm cooking the eggs. So they were going to be cooked how I wanted them.
I would have brought one of my own and just, you know, slapped it on your forehead.
Slap it on my head.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, I had promised that if the Giants could not score 12 runs in Colorado, and that was there was a reason behind the number 12, four runs a game, because that's the number they've not been able to achieve. It was one time in 11 games leading up to the series. So if they could not score 12 runs in Colorado, I would do today's show with egg on my face. They did. They scored 14. I mean, yesterday,
yeah.
I'm walking home from the show. I hadn't even gotten to the car yet. And the Giants have a 7 spot on the board, and the 12 has been achieved. And they're blowing the Rockies off the field. From that moment, they had to hang on for dear life. Come out today to get one more run. If you had told me, because I was strutting through the streets of the, I was strutting through the fight eye. I'm like, let's go. That's 12 runs in 12 innings.
13 innings, yeah. Yeah.
They scored two more.
Yeah.
And got blown off the field the rest of the way.
And the fact that they had to hold on yesterday was a little bit unsettling in and of itself.
It feels, at Coors Field, you get at least one of those every series.
Right.
Where you're like, oh, good, they're up 9-1. I'm going to go run errands. You come back a half hour later. You're like, why is it 9-7 and the closer's warming up?
Yeah.
Why? Because Coors, whatever. They did it. I don't have egg on my face, but I also don't feel very good. And the guys pulled this. This is good. And then we're going back to the phones. Check this. Oh, I'm sorry. I promised.
Yeah.
I promised.
Deliver.
I think Luciano's about to get called up. Okay?
For whom?
Nick Ahmed.
Man.
So Nick Ahmed left the game today with wrist soreness. He got hit in the wrist a while back, a number of games ago. And if you watched the game today, you saw there was a swing that looked real awkward and uncomfortable. Next thing you know, Tyler Fitzgerald has to pinch hit for him and play shortstop the rest of the way. So Nick Ahmed, I think it feels when you see something like that, like, oh, I've been battling wrist soreness, and then it gets worse. That feels like an injured list situation to me. And if the Giants shortstop goes on the injured list, what are you going to do? Who are you calling up?
Casey Schmidt.
Maybe.
I mean,
Luciano's on base percentage is almost .420 down there. I know he does. He's not hit a bunch of home runs, which is what everyone wants. But I saw Jim Bowden. Jim Bowden did a thing recently where he said, here's 10 prospects who should be called up soon. And Luciano was on the list. And he pointed to his on-base average as why. Because, as you know, this organization really values plate command. Don't swing at balls. Problem is this Giants team doesn't swing at anything. But he should be called up. If Ahmed goes on the injured list, that's what I would do. They better do that. And that, I would think, would give the fan base a little bit of a life of like, hey, you got a homestand coming, right? You start Luciano against Ellie De La Cruz for 3 games this weekend. Let's check it out. What the hell you got to lose?
No. He is at 407 OBP.
OBP.
And
you down with OBP?
I am. You know me. Third in the team and runs batted in behind Elliot Ramos, now a Giant with a big club, and the aforementioned Casey Schmidt.
No.
5 homers, 31 driven in.
No, he's hitting the ball.
And an OPS of 768. The question is, though, do they still see him as a shortstop because he's been playing at third because Luciano's been playing at short?
Sure, but they can both play over there. He can go play short.
Right.
But, I don't know. I would call up Luciano.
Well,
he was supposed to be your opening day shortstop anyways.
WWFD. What would Farhan do? Because, you know, Casey Schmidt is playing as well, if not better, with the stick than Luciano.
It's the number one answer on the board right now. It's all over my Twitter feed. It was on my phone when we talked to Tim Kirkjian the other day, when Joe Shasky texted us. I see all of you. It's not all of you, but it's a lot of you. It's all over my Twitter feed. It's at least one other host at this station. Farhan has got to go. This performance means it's Farhan time. Now, you have said non-starter, he's not going anywhere.
No, I don't believe he is. The seat is not hot.
He's actually
not even in a seat. He's in a hammock.
He's probably on the plane right now.
Did he make the trip?
I would imagine he made the trip. Maybe he's driving back after that flight on the way there.
Seriously.
We asked him, Kirkton, ESPN, just a couple of days ago, how hot's the seat?
If you're asking me, is it really hot, I would say no. Farhan has been an excellent executive for a long time, but this is a frustrated fan base, and I understand why. And you can't look in this division without being exceptionally worried that the Padres just picked up a .333 hitter over the last three seasons. The Dodgers are really, really good, and they're only going to get better. Walker Buehler comes back tonight. So when you look at the job the front office has done with the Giants, obviously the job has not been done since the 107-win season, and this is where Farhan and his group has got to figure this out. But I don't think he's on a hot seat at this point, but we'll see about that.
Yeah, I agree, but listen to that answer again. Like, he's not in a hammock, bud. I really don't think. Sorry to call you bud. It just kind of came out.
You can't let it fly, Chief.
Anyway, Captain.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking. Maybe it's not hot, but it's warm, whether any of us think it should be or not.
Some people think it should be very hot.
Some people think it should be gone.
Right.
But, it's definitely warm, and here's why. It's not, I keep stressing this, it's not the standings. I don't think ownership is freaking out on May 9th about the standings. Ownership is freaking out because the brand of baseball has driven their fan base away, and what they did this offseason was supposed to completely change the whole tone of the organization. Kapler out, Melvin in. Someone who's not touchy-feely out, someone who is touchy-feely in. Former Giant. Who are we putting at third base? Former Giant. Who are we putting as hitting coach? Former Giant. Do you guys not see what was going on here? This wasn't just let's get wins.
Right.
This was let's reconnect with our fan base. And expectations, whether you all bought it or not, were high. Listen to Dave Fleming on the roast. This is right after Blake Snell got signed.
Forget this talk about the wild card only. Like, forget that. Go take a shot at the big boys.
Ooh.
Like, I don't want to hear this. Yeah, they can sneak in or that's BS, man. The attitude of this franchise should always be to take down that team, and that's what the rivalry means. I don't care who they sign. I don't care how much money they paid. You line up those two teams on the field next to one another, and I dare you to tell me that they're a whole lot better than the Giants are. I don't believe that. The Giants can go toe-to-toe with that team. They can.
Dave said that on March 19th. I nodded my head. The starting rotation was, I thought, better than what the Dodgers' starting rotation was. No one's going to argue lineup like, hello, we're not stupid. But it's also baseball. It's quirky. It's different. I absolutely thought the Giants could be a good team, and I sat there and listened to that. I clapped my hands, and I said, let's do this. I can't wait for the season to start. It is May 9th. They're already 9 games out.
Right. And, in fact, you can't go toe-to-toe with the Dodgers, and you tried to go toe-to-toe with them, and you got cuffed around. You got swept, and now L.A.'s coming to town for 3 games starting on Monday. And lots of luck for a team that right now your rotation is not as good as it should be or will be when you get everyone back. And, you know, I don't think that Farhan's going to be the fall guy. You look at a guy who just got an extension.
Not
and
a
he's
long
aligned,
one,
but he's aligned with Bob Melvin.
Right.
It's 3 years. It's this year and 2 more. So you made the big change last year. If you thought you were going to make the big change, I think Farhan would have been out last year. But instead, you extended him. So you gave him 2 years on top of this year, which aligns with the manager. I just don't think that this ownership group would look at what Farhan has done or not done and say, yep, you're to blame. And one piece, attendance is up. People are showing up more than they did last year. I know it's still a small sample.
Yeah,
they're up by about 1,400 fans, 4% increase.
How many games have there been?
been about, 10 at home?
Yeah.
Roughly, maybe a little bit more.
I would just look.
Attendance up. Sincerely, Farhan.
Don't be taking our taglines for other things.
I just borrowed it. There's one time. One time.
I'll remind you.
Go ahead, remind me.
That right as our show started, Frank Vogel of the Phoenix Suns was fired. You know how long his contract went for?
Like going forward? I don't know.
4 more years.
Are we talking about the Phoenix Suns again?
4 more years.
Rank the 5 worst franchises in professional sports.
Well,
and Phoenix is among the candidates. That is the point.
No, my point is not that.
You're not that, Giants.
Nobody's saying that. My point is you can say Farhan is signed for 2 more years all you want, and that does not mean that they have to keep him.
Of course, they don't have to do anything.
And believe you me, if we get to August and this fan base is turned off, think about what's going on now. You know this. You are super smart. Think about this from a business perspective. Forget all of our opinions about who's batting third, okay? Look at this from a business perspective. Mission Rock, about to roll. The A's, leaving.
Maybe.
The Giants cannot afford to continue to push their fans away. Every move they made from the moment that last season ended was about reconnecting with fans. Let's get a bunch of former Giants and make them the coaching staff. Let's spend a truckload of money. Let's get some people they've heard of, middle of the order, starting pitcher. Some of this stuff didn't feel like Farhan-type stuff, did it? It didn't. The analytics might tell you that a Chapman and a Soler might be the smartest thing. But they're like, dude, we got to fill this ballpark. And here you are. It's May 9th. You are 17-22.
Yep.
You are 9 games out. You can't hit. You don't hit home runs. You're not exciting. And Farhan is in the Chronicle going, this is hugely disappointing. He's not saying that publicly unless he's got a reason to say it.
Well, he knows it's hugely disappointing because the guys that have been brought in aren't getting it done. And the guys who were here before, for the most part, aren't getting it done. And you're 17-22. And your record against teams that are above 500 is atrocious. So you're getting fat against the bad teams. And in comes not a very good team in Cincinnati. That should be 2 out of 3. But then you've got the Dodgers for 3. And then the aforementioned Rockies. So you're going to be in a spot here over the next 20 games where you've got some good teams that you're going to have to start to compete with. Or else you're going to find yourself still 6 games below in the middle of June.
No doubt. Jesse in San Jose. Next up, Willard and Dibs. Hey, Jesse, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
I think the dangerous part for this organization is, you know, when your fan base becomes apathetic, right? Like, being upset is one thing. If the fan base starts not to care, that's when you've reached serious levels of trouble, right? And like, so I'm just speaking from experience, right? Like, my issue is I don't know what the identity is with this team or the organization. Like, what's their philosophy, right? They don't play small ball. They're dead last in stolen bases, but they don't hit the long ball either. Now, it looks like they tried addressing that during the offseason with signing Soler and Chapman. It just hasn't come to fruition yet. But the lack of activity is what really makes it hard to sit down and watch this team play for 9 innings, even though games are ending sooner than usual because of the rule changes. You know, like, I can get up in the second inning, go make dinner, come back 40 minutes later, and nothing's happened, right? Like, that's what kills you. And the fact that, you know, there's just no identity, you know, that people are bringing up the World Series teams. You knew what their identity was. Yes, they were more talented. We know that. But you knew the identity was elite pitching, great defense, and they had guys that were just going to grind out at bats, and come postseason, they were clutch. You had the Scudero's. You had the Ishikawa's. Like, none of these guys are Hall of Famers. I'm not even bringing up the Posey's and the Sandoval's, right? This team just lacks an approach. Like, I don't know what to expect. We get a base runner on, he's not going anywhere. You know, like, there's just no excitement to sit down and watch this. Like, losing is losing. They're not very talented to begin with.
Well, I, you know, but yeah.
There's nothing going on.
Jesse, I think this is a really good call, and here's where I would take it. Thank you so much for calling. Those of you who want to really just kind of like, we're taking a temperature, Giants fans, because I am very early annoyed. I'm very early annoyed and want to know, is like, is this, am I just in a bad mood or is this hitting you all the same way? 888-957-9570, you Giants fans, trying to take your temperature where you're at here on May 9th. This is what I see. Farhan goes out there and says, I want to see more aggressive at bats. Grandy, what was that stat the other day about, like, the Giants watch more fastballs in the strike zone than maybe any team in baseball? Something to that effect?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I kind of offhand said they swing at balls and they take strikes, but yeah, I didn't have a stat to back that up.
I think they take more strikes, like fastballs in the strike zone. They're right up there. They do that more than any team in baseball. And so Farhan goes out and goes, I really want to see the at-bats be more aggressive. He goes, we have a bunch of players who have a reputation for working the count.
Right.
And the book gets out on you, so they know you want to take a few pitches. So you huck a fastball right down the middle to start the at-bat. You're down 0-1, and immediately, look at the metrics of when you're down 0-1. Your batting average is going to go down below 200.
Like 100 points, yeah.
Right away.
Yep.
And it's funny that Farhan is saying that. Oh God, we got a bunch of guys who work the count. I wonder why that is. That's who you've been prioritizing for 4 years.
That's right. And that feels like the old regime, but it's got to come from somewhere.
You've been telling your hitters, work the zone. Don't swing at balls.
That's right.
Take a walk. Keep the line moving. And so these guys are conditioned to do so. And now your fan base is wavering, and you've decided you want beer league softball. You want the ball off the Coke bottle out there in left field. So let's sign Jorge Soler and let's get aggressive, everybody. Well, these guys are who they are. Lamont right. Wade, who, by the way, I mean, been the best player on the team, but like, dude works the count.
Yes.
What did he walk, 3 times last night or something? Or was that the night before? Whatever it was. He works the count. And so you can't get mad at your guys for doing exactly what you've been coaching them to do.
For all these years that Farhan's been there. And yet, when you try to do that, and the caller was close, they're second to last in stolen bases, ahead of only Colorado.
Jeez.
You're 21st in baseball in walks drawn. You're 29th in stolen bases. And you're below average in extra base hits and slugging. So, yeah, even if you get on base at a higher rate and you're not stealing bases to get that extra 90 feet that maybe a single can drive you in. You have very little team speed. You don't have a lot of pop, and you don't hit a lot of doubles and triples. So now you're a team that needs a walk and a couple of hits to just produce one run. And the other night, I guess that was Tuesday's game, is a perfect example where it was a dribbler, a chopper, and then a line drive, which led to your big breakout inning of four runs. Frame. It wasn't like Colorado today where they scored 7 runs on 11 pitches.
Dude.
Which was
hitting
lasers.
Seeds. They hit more seeds in the fourth inning than the Giants have hit in 2 weeks.
I was going to say on this whole trip,
yeah.
But.
Yeah. I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
Seeds.
Lasers.
Spencer in Lafayette. Hey, Spencer, what's up?
Yeah, I, just kind of looking from across the bay. I very much feel what the previous caller was talking about a lack of identity. And I feel like the rotation for the Giants is definitely going to come around. There's just far too much talent there, especially at the top end, for that rotation not to come around. And that can take a little time. I feel like the team is very much like you've got people from all over the place that have been kind of put together. And I think it's just going to take a little time for them to congeal. But I get this sense, it's just talking about like how Giants fans feel, like as a devastated A's fan, they're gonna obviously try to leave us. I hear my friends that are Giants fans, they're just like, I mean, we have your manager that used to be amazing, And you know, your franchise basically hates you, speaking of Giants fans to me, your franchise basically hates you, can't fill the stands, is sending guys to the minors who are doing well for wearing bracelets. Ugh. And you know, hitting the ball all over the place.
Totally.
Scoring runs all over the place. Like, it's almost accidental. So I think that's part of the frustration is, you know, looking across the bay and looking at just a haphazard organization that, you know, basically is just kind of doing it without trying. And I give all the credit to those kids that are out there doing it amidst all this, you know, ridiculousness. But, yeah, I feel like just give it time with the Giants. Your rotation is too good, you know, not to come around. And I feel like there's a lot of parts and pieces that kind of have to congeal. But if they can focus on doing the little things, you know, you get somebody on base, you move them over. Like, just focus on doing the little things, play team baseball. You know, the rest of it will come around.
Spencer, thanks. Yeah, listen, none of my frustration has anything to do with a give up. It has to do with urgency. And unfortunately, hitting a baseball is not something where you can give them an old one-for-the-gipper speech, and it's like, oh, all right, now we'll start hitting the ball.
The harder you try sometimes, the more you struggle.
They're trying their butts off, but you're running out of time already. The season's a quarter. You're at the quarter pole.
It's getting late early is what you're saying.
And I think that this roster, you're right, pitching and defense is what Hunter Pence always stresses that. That's how they won championships in this town. And they've got that. They do have enough defense. They do have enough pitching. But the hitting is so woeful that it's all going to be wasted. And his point about the A's is a fun one. They're third in baseball in home runs. What in God's name is happening to life?
Right.
I think I have some stats that may back up this Giants batting lack of urgency. Maybe we do that on the other side.
I like that.
Giants fourth in the league in errors committed, by the way, far as your pitching and defense goes.
How many games have they played? All of baseball. Where are we at? We're at about 40-ish?
Yeah. Yeah.
The A's have 18 more home runs than the Giants. They're basically, every two games, they're out-homering them by a full homer. What is happening? We're presented by Fremont Bank, full-service banking. No compromises. We'll keep going on your phone calls. League Pass Luke has something interesting. Oh, and there have been a few requests for my Patrick Beverly rant. I think maybe we should do that.
Yeah.
So that's coming up, too, on Willard and Dibbs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.